Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time, and from New Zealand we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Who Do You Say I Am?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now one day, when Jesus was praying alone in the presence of his disciples, he put this question to them, Who do the crowds say I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. Others, Elijah. And others say one of the ancient prophets come back to life. But you, he said, who do you say I am? It was Peter who spoke up. The Christ of God, he said. But he gave them strict orders not to tell anyone anything about this. The Son of Man, he said, is destined to suffer grievously, to be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and to be put to death, and to be raised up on the third day. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, what a question from the most important and significant person in your life. Who do you say I am? Whenever I feel anxious or scattered, I ask Jesus to show me who I am and what is happening in my heart. 9 times out of 10, he asks me, what am I seeing? Who am I looking for? Here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, many people my age or younger are having cataract surgery to help them see more clearly. And I imagine this is a common experience for most of us. For this improvement in our vision, we need to be aware that our eyes are compromised and that medical help is essential, or we will be seeing and judging our experiences from an unfocused and cloudy place through a glass darkly. Our spiritual seeing is very akin to our bodily seeing. And so, whenever I judge another to be lacking or not good enough or simply a nuisance in my life, I can be very sure that my spiritual vision has cataracts which require surgery. Then, once I remember that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, the anxiety and stress disappear, and my focus returns to Jesus. And then I know the best cure for spiritual cataracts is love. When we see with the eyes of Jesus, it matters not what colour a person's skin, what gender or age they are, to what community they belong, how many degrees they might have, or what is the state of their bank balance. Who do you say I am? In today's gospel, when Jesus asks his disciples this question, their responses depend on what they see and judge to be obvious. Now, if they can truly say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, then their sight will be fixed on Jesus, and they will have no need to judge others. So who is Jesus for me today? Jesus declares himself to be the way, the truth, and the life, the one who came to give us life. Remember all the I am statements made by Jesus. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. At another time, he declares himself to be the good shepherd. And finally, he calls himself, I am the resurrection and the life. We would be forgiven today for seeing so much of life through very dark glass, a scene of chaos and bloodshed, saturated in toxic and negative energy. It is then we need to look through the eyes of God, through the eyes of Jesus, the great I am. When I sit with people who are dying, I know they see more than I am able to see. And I believe it is because they are being drawn by Jesus, the great I am. And they are reaching out for him as he shows them in these final moments of life who they are. Precious, beloved. They are seeing him, their life, death, and resurrection. Yes, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of God, the life and resurrection. Amen.